We are back with Ches Ahmed Aleph. We're in the middle of the Taisvis. Taisvis had asked Akashi B'im Taimam around four lines from the end of the Taisvis. The B'masam Mipneima Umro Taira. B'im Taimam Minolon the Kaifa Hakil Potter. How do we know that Kaifa Hakil is Potter? He says, Rabbi asked Akasha, Mibnei Ma'omra Teire, Ramay de Mitzvah Sataine Yeshova. So the Kasha was, he has a Migu Kurban Akaifa Hakel. So he goofed Kasha, how do you know that Kaifa Hakel is Potter? So he mentioned yesterday, I mean, what's the Kasha? The Teire says, Mayde be Mitzvah is Chayib. So Kaifa Hakel is Potter. He's not a Maida B'mitzvahs. You don't have the Maila of Maida B'mitzvahs. A Maida B'mitzvahs, you have a Taina Cheshuvah, he's Maida L'tanosai. That means he's Teveya, and the Nitzvah says, well, you're right, Akib, but. So Al Kaponim, if we hear from the Nitzvah also that he's right, but, so Mamela, we say, on the but, you should be Mevara with a Shvuah. But we hear, because we hear Bahidor from the Nitva. But by a Kaifa Hakel, when he says, he tells them in his face, you're a liar, so Mehechi Tesi, there should be a Chi of Shvuah. So we mentioned yesterday a Sfora that's brought down in Beis HaLevi, that Be'emison, there's another Sfora that one should be chayiv to swear by Kaifa Hakel, and that is because we have a klal in Odom Teveyon Ken Yeshloi. That means if a person, Reuben schleps Shimon to Besden, and he mons from him $1 million, and Shimon says, I never borrowed a penny, it's very modern to say that Shimon is right, and Reuben wants to mon $1 million from him, Bebezdin in its nishkishteigen ishkeploigen. In odam teveya elim kein yeshla. So the tviya alone is a haichoche that itake osim, that Shimon osim. So memele in the Gemara take says in Shavuos that they do a mesakin a Shavuos heses. Because I have a haichoche that the Teveya is right because of this Chazok in Odom Teveyam Ken Yeshle. So Taisvis is asking, so maybe this is Adiraisa de Kahichocha. And the Beis Halevi brings from the Lechem Mishneh that the Hichocha of an Odom Teveyam Ken Yeshle is only by a Kaifer Hakel, by a Moide B'mitzis. We don't have the in Odom Teveya. The reason is, of course, is Yeshloi. Yes, he owes them $50. He won $60 already. So the whole Chazok, if in order to weigh him, can Yeshloi, is only if Yen is a Kaifa Hakel. So Memele, so even though it says in the Torah that a Moide B'mitzvah swears, that does not, that means a Moide B'mitzvah swears even though there's no in Odom Teveya. If there's an Odom Teveya, you also swear. Or about the Givis, you swear. So that's Taisvis Kasha. So how do we know that the Yemis had a Kaifa Hakel is Potter? The Lekel Ameim Ebed the Itzrich Kroh Lachayiv Shvua Beidecho. Why do you need a Posek to tell us that in Echad is Machayiv Shvua? Typically, you have the Ein Odom Teveya. You have the Tviya of the Teveya. So Daudei Dechad Mehochet. And since the Posek tells us Dafke when there's an Eid Echad Yechayev Eshvur, Michlau the Kaifa Hakel Potter. So Taishu says, no, the Hod Itzach Leheche, the Itzach Leheche Shemeidim Shegonav Loi, Vuhu Eine Yeidea. So Taishu says, could be, you need the Posek, when there's no Einodam Teveya, when the Teveya is a Shema, he's unaware Bechlau that Yena owes him. Edechet comes and says that he stole from him. So there you need a birur of, there the whole chi of Shvuah comes through the Edechet. You mentioned yesterday, there's a machlekes harishenim in this, if by Shvuah's Edechet it is necessary there should be a tvi of the teveya. That's Rashi Shitin, Bob Mitzi, and Rashi Shitin Chumash and Taisvis. So it's not like that. Akaponim, so Taisvis has a problem. Elo Yeshloima, the Gzeres Akosafi. Techi huze mashmed beinon kvire vohido. Perhaps, if we were mamtik the kasha, that the kasha was, that Taisvis knew all along, it says, ki huze. When Taisvis, afal pikin asked the kasha, the posik says, amay the mimitzis swear, so within a kefaka will also swear. So it could be pshat and Taisvis teretz is, Taisvis and Bob Metziah Dav Gimel says one word more. Taisvis says, the gzeres hakosav hi didavke moide miktsis ataina yishoda. He says, there's a gzeres hakosav that davke a moide be miktsis should swear. And it could be there's a miut, because the posik says, asher yoimar ki huze v'nikra balabayis alulikim. He says that the posik seems to say like it's a miut. It's a gzeres hakosav tak. It's very meduit losh gzeres hakosav. That means not that there's a svore to it. It could very well be that a kaif hakol yosef adrore. That he should swear. In other words, the Gzeres HaKosov says, Asher Yoimar Ki Yuzeh V'nikra Bal HaBayis. When is there Shvuah? When there's a Ki Yuzeh? The only case when there's a Toyin and a Nitva, when is there a Chiyuv Shvuah? When Asher Yoimar Ki Yuzeh. But if there's a Teveya and the Nitva is a Kaif HaKol, then you don't swear. Va'oid moide mitzes yesh lahashbiyot. Shechayev loimo min shahoide, va'yideikach megalgul olav shvue ke'en gilgul. Abo kaifar hakel nistalik legamri mimenu. Now, in Taisvis HaRosh, when he brings down this teretz of Taisvis, he says a little more than what Taisvis says. He says, "The kiven de moide sheyesh loichiev momen olov." He's moide that he owes the money. That means a money from him $100, and he's moide and it is moide. I owe you $40. Is agav hamomen. Negalgal olav shvur. So it would seem, together with the chiyav momen, will be megalgal shvur. That's how it would seem. And I think pshat is as follows. There is a svore. Taisus is medama to gilgal shvur. Now, gilgal shvur, we also have to understand, how does Gilgul Shvuah work? Gilgul Shvuah, Lucheira, doesn't make sense. For example, a person, let's say that the Makir of Gilgul Shvuah is by Saita. Fine. So there was Kini Yestire, so Kini Yestire, Raglaim Udava. So we have a Droga to be Mechaiva Shvuah. So, because we have proof she was Mizana. So we tell her to swear on Shalizinza with the one that there was Kini Yestire. Now we're Megalgal on someone else. Now on someone else we have no Hechoche, no Raglaim Udova that she was Mezana. So what right do we have to be Mashbir on this thing? Amazay, she swear? So it seems, the Gemara says, Shvua Gerere Shvua. The Gemara says this al Sapirche. But al Koponim, there's a Gerere de Kedin. That means, since already, it's mutal on you to be Mevarer to me, certain in Yonim, and I, this was built up, I have a Raglayim Adova. So now, I could further already, other in Yonim to be Mevarer. There's already, if it's mutal on you, achiv levarer, That's the chiddush of Gilgul Shvuah, so I can father other Birurim. That means, l'chatchila, I have no right to father from you. If I would l'chatchila month, you should swear on Shloizinzi Modamacher. I mean, what right do you have? You have a rai, it's gomish. But as long as you become mechuyev to be mevare for me, so mameila, now that you're mechuyev levare, I can father more Birurim. Without a hechoche that on the other berurim. I mean, I have no rai bechlayum asani modamache. So the vote Taisvus is saying is not only shvue geirere shvue, but it could be mamein geirere shvue. Agav hamamein. That means like this: if stamaze you come over to a person, you tell him, you know, you owe me $1,000. He says an echte ketog. So the way Bezin sees it in Torah, he has no tvi on him. He's makrish. So memele, so then he can't be mechayev him a shvuah. Meide b'mitzas is pshatis, the tvi was mechadish achiyev moment. He came over there. I mean, you have to understand, before the tvi, he never woke up. He never knew about that he owes the money. But he came as Tveye, you know, I lent you $1,000. Yeah, I owe you 500. It was 500 I paid you already. So Al Koponim, the Tveye was Mechadish Achiev on him, that you Mechuyev to pay me for the Tveye. So Mel, now there's a Din Gilgul test. So this Chiev is Megalgul. Now you have to be Mevara the other 50. That's the Svara of Moide B'miktas. And perhaps we could be mamtik a little more, that we had said that the kasha of Taisvus was that just like there's a drore, there's a hechoche by moide b'mitzas, that Yena owes him the money because it's a tiny chshuve Taisvus, because he was moide this tviye. So memele, so Taisvus said a kaiva hakel, there's also a drore, in adam tveim ken yeshloi. So that means if we are magdir, that shvuas moide b'mitzas works with a tainach shuve, with a drore, with a hechoche, so Taisha says, so maybe kaifa hakel also is mechayev a shvua. I also have a drore over there. And adam tevem ken yeshloi. Taisha in the second teretz is saying that moide b'mitzas doesn't work als drore, als hechoche. There's a new seder of chiv geireres chiv. If you have him already, it's mutal on him to pay mitzas your tviyah, so then you can father ready a birur on the other tviyah. But the chiyuv birur is nischadish from the first chiyuv. It's a greater dikedin. I'll give a bad marshal, but the goyin says in Mishlei that if a person was over on an essay, he doesn't go to Gehenna. But if he's in Gehenna already for a loisas, then the Gehenna will take care of the essays also. That means there's such a seder, that stamazoi, I can't mourn from you. But if you're here already for other things, then already we could, there's a din megalgul and all of us are kail. That means, so the minute it's you're mechuyev to me already, I can further more. There's such a seder at Torah. So mamele it could be. So Taisa says that's the hagdor of moide b'mitzas. Not the hagdor is because I have a hechochet. Because if it works with hechochet, so a kaif a kakel also is a hechochet. Ain't others them can yeshlo. So Taisa says no, that's not the longness of moide b'mitzas. Moide b'mitzas is a greire dikedin, a gilgul dikedin. So mamele. So then, now we're back with, so this says, Kaifa Hakel is no dimyan at all to that. He's Mesulik Mimeno Legamri. So finished. So there's no Chiyim Shvua. The Gemara Eres Takashim, let every Moide B'miktis be Nemon with a Migu of Kaifa Hakel. So that was Rabbi's Kasha. So that's how Taisus learns Pshat and Rabbi's Kasha. So the Gemara answers, Chazoke ein odom meis ponov. A person is not meis ponim. Now, Tosfos is going to be magda. Why isn't a person meis ponim? So there's three mahalchim over here why a person isn't meis ponim. Is loy kemoy shepesh bekuntres ba'goizel. Tosfos Rashi Daf Kuf Zayin says, the ein odom meis lefisha osa loy toive shehilvol. That the ein odom meis ponim is because he's indebted to him. He lent him money. So Memele is indebted to him. So therefore, he won't be Meis Ponim. Avo bepikodin. Meis. But Rashi says by Pikodin. He is Meis Ponim. That's what Rashi says. He says the whole Sibbe of Ein Oda Meis is Lefish Oso Loitai. So Taisu says, so if that's the case, and Rabbi Estakash, every Maida B'miktzis has a migu of Kaifer HaKel. And the only teretz was he can't be a Kaifer HaKel because they know the Meis. And Rashi says, why they know the Meis? Because he did a Matoive, so by Pekodin, will have Rabbi's Kashe, a Maida B'miktzis by Pekodin, shouldn't have to swear because he has a migu of Kaifa Hakel, and there he could be Meis. I mean, Agavulche, the Lashon of the Gemara is very meduyik according to Rashi, you know, the Meis, but it's Nei Balchoivoy. The Gemara is Madgish, not Bibnei Toivoy, Bibnei Balchoivoy. It seems that. Aber auch Kaponim, so Taisha says, when came the Pekodin, Mei Demitzis, Nami Yepota, Bemigo, Di Boi Kaifa Hakel. And that's a moira de kechidish, b'chol duch de mashme de moide miktsis chaye b'pikod. Gabi esa gefanim to unis mosarti loch, and he says he gave me less. De mashme da airi b'pikodim, it would seem he's speaking about a pikodim over there. He's a moide b'miktsis, gabi sela he'll be sani olo v'shtayim ho yeshova, there. The loive is moaning a mashkin from the malve. He says, you lent me a sella, but this mashkin was worth 2 sloim. So I lost the, so memele. So now you have to give, you owe me back a sella. You owe me back a sella for the mashkin. If you lost the mashkin, so 1 sella I owe you, but you owe me a sella. So they also, he's moaning, he's moaning the mashkin from the malve, and the malve is a moide b'mitzas, and seems the malve has to swear. The gabi mitzi and amim rine banizokim, the moide mitzas chai, v'loi mehemen b'migo. Esau is the whole takone. They made a takone, a moitzi mitzi, a loyish b'mnei tikan ha'oilom, so that was the shayla. He'll return a kiss, and he'll tell him you found 2 kissim. And he'll have to swear, so therefore he won't be Meshiv the Abede. So, by Metzia, why does he have to swear? He has amigo. He could have been, he has amigo. Eloi merabeinu ta. The hainu kigoyim chazoke sheni isha meiza poneho bifnei bailo. She'ein la'odom ponim lichpel. Ve'rivo perish ein odom meyiz eiche shechaveiroi maker b'shikroi ve'ein la'arech. Now we have here 2 terutzim, it would seem. We have here the Ribo's teretz and the Rabbeinu Tam's teretz. So l'chayre d'rivo is telling us that a person will not be a kaifa hakel. Fiener is makir b'shikrei. Tell him, hey, you mean, I know I'm a liar, but you also know I'm a liar. So I should be a kaifer hakel. Say, I never borrowed anything from you, and look at you in the face, and you know I'm a liar. I can't do such a thing. That's an odom meis. Again, if he's a odom, he can't be a meis. It's very difficult for a person who's begidrei odom to be meis. The Rabbeinu Tam seems to say another teretz. When the Tam says, the Hainu kigoin chazoke, shene isha me iso poneo bifnei bailo, shein lo odom ponim lichperakel. So it would seem that Rabbeinu Tam is not going with Make b'shikroi. Not the reason is Make b'shikroi. That's the Rivo. No. And to be May is just like Bifnei Bailo. Anisha will say, Gerashti Baili. But in front of her husband, she can't say a lie in front of her husband. I mean, he did something. So memele shein lo adam ponim lich perakel. So here also a person doesn't have ponim lich perakel lochere bifnei bal chayvoy. Not the criteria is the makeh b'shikroi. The criteria is to tell him a lie in his face, a kofa hakel in his face. That I can't do. Now, before we go further, I'd just like to mention the Taisris HaRosh brings down the Rabbeinu Tam. The Taisris HaRosh says, the Rabbeinu Tam says, he not meis, mishum de make b'shikroi, so we have to understand, so the Teis HaRosh understood klo that Rabbein Tam is also cheshben of Makke b'shikroi. Because that's the case of Bifnei Bailo. That's like the case. I mean, she says, you gave me a get, and she won't tell her, she can't tell him in front of his face, but he's Makke b'shikroi. So we have to know how the Teis HaRosh doesn't bring down the reverse. So it's very unclear. But Rabbi Chana wants to say that that's the Machloikis. The Machloikis is according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the criteria is you're not May is Bifnei, and according to the reverse, it's Makeh B'Shikra. So Frek Rabbi Chana on both of them, Sai on the Rabbeinu Tam, Sai on the Rivo. The Maskonas HaGemore is that we have a Machlekes Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in the Chachomim if he said if the Ben was toying the Ben was toying a halvo. And he's kaifa, mona laba biyodach, and he's kaifa. He's a maida b'miktzis. Does he have a migu of kaifa hako? So the chachamim say bibnoi meis. And Lezer ben Yaakov says bibnoi eini meis. So we have a machlekes tanoim if he's meis. So Rabbi Chan, let's first go according to the rivo. According to the rivo, Rivo says the reason he's not Meis is because he's Makeh B'Shikroi. Now, the Gemara says in Shavuos that this Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar Yaakov and Chum is talking about, that the Ben is Teveya from him. So, Lechere, the Ben is Makeh B'Shikroi. So, what's the Svar of the Chachamim? That's what Rabbi Chanan asks. So on the Rivo, he wants to verempfer that it's speaking about, that it's speaking about, he's Taka Teveya, but he's Teveya, not that he was there Bishas Alvo. No, Kach Pokad Noab, I heard from my father that you owe him money. So it's not a Bori Gomo. So Memele, what he heard and what could have happened later, So according to the Rivo, it could be that Guv is the Machloikis, the Chachom Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. It's not a Bori Gomo. Kach Pakad Noab. That means I wasn't there by the Lord. Thus, I heard from my father like this. So it could be there were other factors involved also. So Mamela, so he could be Meyers already. That's what the Chachamim hold. Abelazar ben Yaakov holds. He can't be Meyers. He has a Yediyah, but not a 100% Yediyah. So it could be, that's a shell. This falls into the category of Makeh B'Shikra. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, I feel it not Makeh B'Shikroi, the Rabbi Chonan assumed, ain't no the Meyers, you're not Meyers, she'n Odom Ponim Lichperakel. So what is the difference between the Ben and the Yob? He's mourning from him, and for not Makeh B'Shikroi, you don't ever hose it. How did Rabbeinu Tam learn Pshat the Chachamim? So Rabbi Chono wants to say there's a Shitas HaGoinim. We hear here a Machlikas Rashi and Tosfos, the case of Shvuah, how is it speaking about? Rashi says, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it's speaking about HaKotn Steveya, Filu HaKotn, Podom Nishbal Taina Satzmoy, the Kotn Steveya. And according to the Chachamim, Afilu is a Godel, he's potter to swear. Because he's Meyers. And Tosfos learns is speaking about Dafka Godel. Zashitas HaGoinim is speaking about Dafka by a Kotn. Zashitas HaGoinim. So he wants to say a Kotn is considered Shaloi Befonov. A Kotn is the Chaimel. Avin Odom Meyers Befnei. That's dafke, if you have a bardas there, some amela, then it's difficult to be meyers befonov. But a cotton is considered shaloi befonov. That's what, Abu Chono wants to say. Now, we had, just before we see Tosfos, the next Tosfos, let us just review what the Gemara says. And Rashi doesn't explain this Gemara at all. Not by us. Bekula boy delay delay. And so the first kasha was let Elchayas amigo could have been a kaifa hakel. So the Gemara says that he doesn't have amigo in other meis bnei bal chayvay. Bekula boy delay delay. He would want to be moide, v'hai delay oidelay, but that what he's not moide, ki heiched delishtamit lay, because he wants to be mishtamit. He wants to stall for time, v'sova adahavali zuzi aparanalay, v'achmon oma romi shvualay, ki heiched delay delay bekulay. So what is the Gemara, what is Rabbi saying over here? So let's see Tosfos. The kulei boy the loyde perish bekunteres b'bob metziye. The also laforish Rabbi had another question to ask. The loyteima amay nishba neima migu de choshed amamoyne choshed nami ashvuos. That means Rabbi amir de kekasha. What do you plan to accomplish with ashvuah? That means the Teveya says I lent you $100. Show me $100. The Nitva says you only lent me $40. Fine. So what's with the $60 I never borrowed from you? Now, so we say swear. So before the swearing, what you think maybe he's lying back it. So this person is choshed amamoyne, he wants to steal money. He doesn't want to pay back the $60. That's what he's saying. He only borrowed $40. No, a person who's choshed to steal, he'll swear false also. What are you accomplishing with a shvuah? What will you accomplish with a shvuah? Migu de choshed amamay ne choshed nami a shvuaso. The Rabbi Shalom said, lay sigzeil, lay sashek. And the Rabbi Shalom said, lay sishava, some amonim shech. If you're choshed that this person is not chayish for leisigzel, is choshet to steal, so swear false also. So what's the purpose of a shvuah? Amai nishba, neymo miga de choshed amomoyne, choshed nami yashfuwasa. Lahochi koma, so the Gemara says, no. Ubekule boy deloidele, this person who says I didn't borrow, I only borrowed $40, you have to read between the lines. This person chas v'sholem. He has no intentions of stealing any money. He wants to be made. He would really tell him right now, yeah, you're right, yeah, you let me $100, and I owe you $100. V'leichoshed amomoyne. So why, he doesn't have the money now. If he'll say, if he opens up his mouth and say, I owe $100, so Bezal Hashem find the money. He needs the money now for something else. He can't pay up now. But this person is not Choshed Amomayne. But we want to hear from him Ahidah. So the only way we'll hear from him Ahidah is we'll press him to the wall and we say, if you only borrowed $40, swear the $60. No, Hashem Shalom, he won't swear, so be made. So we accomplish something. The Koshalari. If he's not Choshed Amomayne, if he's Choshed Amomayne, then the Shvu won't help. He's not Choshed Amomayne. So this person has intentions to pay. So why are you making a Shvu? He's going to pay. Ishtamutzi Kamishtam. He's going to pay. So the Shita answers, if you won't pressure him to pay, he's going to pay eventually. When he has enough money, he'll pay. But when that will be, and when it's considered he has enough money, that's already debatable. We have to make sure he pays now. The Malvaz HaMachuyiv to suffer. So Memela, so that's why we want to make sure that he should be made if he taka owes the money. The Koshalari. The Omar Bepeh came to the Bob Metzia. The Loyamrine Migu the Choshed Amamayin the Choshed Nami Ashvuosa. The Taisvis about the Gemara says Nitazai. The Gemara says they were Mesakin Ashvu Shnaim Eishnam Betalis or Zen Ishbar V'Zen Ishbar. Shloi Keilechad Eilich V'Toikev. Why do you have to swear? Shloi Keilechad Eilich V'Toikev Talisi Shal Chaveiroi V'Oimer Shaliyu. That means so they were Mesakin Ashvua to prevent Gzeila. So you catch it, Ahilich Vetaike. Frank the Gemara. No, so my mom, a person who you're afraid he hopped it away, so he'll swear false also. So the Gemara answers, Migud de Choshed Amamayna Le Choshed Ashvuos. A person is Choshed Am Le Sig. So he's not Choshed Am Le Sishav. So that's why we swear. So what's Rabbi's Kasha? So then this whole Shakla V'Talya is Shalei B'Dehilchese, which doesn't make sense. That means if the Gemara says, La Lochem Migud HaChoshed Amamayin Eloi Choshed HaShvos, and that's why you swear by Shtam Eifsa B'Talas. So what's Rabbi's Kasha? Say a Kasha, he's Choshed Amamayin, but Choshed Amamayin is Eloi Choshed HaShvos. So what's the Kasha? Why do you say this Teres? Ve'ein Loima. Now Taisvis. So this is Akasha and Rashi. So Taisus wants to fa'em for Rashi, and Taisus is going to say a whole marocha to fa'em for Rashi, and then Taisus is going to say ve'ein loima, but it's not emes. So Taisus wanted to say like this. The mina teire choshed nami yashvuosa. That a person who's choshed to, that means you need, in order to swear, you need a certain amount of nemonis. A person who is choshed to steal, that person is choshed to swear false also. So Mamela, the Torah never gave a chiyuv shvua to a person who is choshed to steal. Midarabonon hu damrinen delei choshed. Lefi sharou shohoyu mekilen b'momen yoysami b'shvua. That means the Rabbonon realized that people are, those are Yeridus Hadoiris, like this, by people, the Shoven were Shoven.
that that Shvu and Gezel, both of them are equally surim, so there wouldn't be a person who would not swear false and would steal. I mean, other, it's the same Rebbein Shlom, the same Torah. There was the Yeridus HaDoiris, that a person who won't swear false will still steal. Gezel became Kal. This Gezel became Kal. So therefore, the Rabbonon held that L'toye Eloseinu, it's Kedai to be Mechayev HaShvua. But we'll accomplish something. That means, Bashnaim Oichzim Betalas. So we'll say that each one has to swear. What will we accomplish? We'll accomplish for those people, there are certain people, or the Deiris became Shvacha, that Lemaisa the Isser Gezel is became more Kal than the Isser Shvua. So we'll tell them to swear so they won't chap. Oh, I mean, so that's how we'll solve this problem. Shalei kecha teilech v'teikir talisi shal chaveiroi. So this is a, this difference between Shvue and Gezel is a difference that the Rabbonon were makir. So they made a Shvue the Rabbonon. That means that their Shvues have a mahalach. With the Rabbonon, they were machayev such a shvua. That means the Torah wasn't geira such a thing. That means, since in Yesod the Gleich, so a person who's choshe to steal, we will not rely on the shvua. But the Rabbonon, since it was the Yeridus HaDeiris, they were machayev a shvua and were accomplished something with the Rabbonon the Keshvuas. V'tiknu shvua alach shudim. They were Mesakan HaShvua Alach Shudim. And what will you accomplish? We'll accomplish. Could be by him moment of skill and Shvua is Chom. Kozman Sheloi Noida Shehu Gazlan. Kozman, we don't know that he's a Gazlan. She Kosha Mina Toira Daim. A Gazlan is Kosha to swear. I don't know he's a Gazlan, so he's Kosha to swear. Avol Gazlan Yodua She Posel Mina Toira. Leitikno. About Gazlan Yodua, they were never misak. That Moslechayre Taisus means to say as follows. A person who stole, so we see that the Isser Gezel does not mean anything to him. He stole. So Memele, so Minatayre, he's choshe to swear. You have no right to give him a shvua. It's a chilul Hashem. This person, you're giving him a shvua, and he's choshed l'shaker. So, min ha-toire is a lav bar shvua. So by a gazlan, the Rabbanan also didn't make a chiyiv shvua by a gazlan. A person who's a lav bar shvua min ha-toire, so memele, so the Rabbonon never whatever Moiserim a Shvua. I feel a Shvua the Rabbonon. But a choshud, that the pshat is could be stung the truth. By a choshud, the shaus, what do you expect to accomplish with a Shvua? Mamonev Shech. If he wants to steal or swear false, if he doesn't want to. So Memele, what are you accomplishing? So on a person who's only a choshud, and the whole time is, don't give him over a shvua because we won't accomplish anything with a shvua. So the Rabbonon said, we will accomplish something by a shvua the Rabbonon. But a person who we know klo, that shvua means nothing to him, so a gazlan is possible to a shvua the Rabbonon. Yeah. Well, if he's there. So im keinem anachnu shvue shloi shalachti boyat hi mi der rabono a shvue shloi shalachti boyat so me is der rabon de kishvu because mina teire there's no inyan to what's shloi shalachti boyat ye khoish de shaimo wa shalach yad in the pikod that means he stole but he was mishtamish with the pikod he's a gazel on the pikod. So I go over to the shomer and I say, please swear that you didn't steal the, you didn't make a ma'aseh gzeila on the pikkudim. So, l'chayre, according to Rashi, min ha-toyre, a person who's choshe to steal, is worthless. So, there can't be a deraisa de kishvu of shloi shalachti boya. So, it's only a drabona de kishvu. And what is the deraisa de kishvu? Loi habi deraisa shvu shloi poshati bo. Oh, that's a deraisa de kishvu. That means I'm not choshe, you're not choshe that moment. He says, Minatayra, who swears? You know who swears Minatayra? The Tayra gave over a shvua to a shtemuti, the mensch. A mensch who really is a tzaddik and really would never steal, but he just wants to stall. For these people, the Tayra made shvuas. Shvuas does wonders by them. But a person who's choshud, we never made a shvua because we don't accomplish anything with a shvua. So shloi shalachti boyad, if we choishit him that he was shleich yad, so shvu won't accomplish anything. So there's no such minatera, there's no such shvu. The shvu minatera shloi pashati bo. That means be mevare, you're not choshed that moment, be mevare that you won't pasheya, finished. That's a shvu deraisa. Boho dechsivim loi shalach. Aye, it says, "V'nikra balabayis alakim leisholach yodei b'mleches chayayu." So it would seem from the posik he swears shaloi sholach. Loi shen nishba shaloi sholach. No, that's not shav. Elohi kamakro nishba shaloi posha. Eimosai bizman shaloi sholach boyad. Im sholach boyad chayu. Afilu shaloi posha din ischayv ba'onsim. That's Pshat and Posik. V'nikra ba'alabayis alakim. When does he swear? Loi poshati. And he gets away with that only im l'sholach bayat. But if we know he was sheleich yad, then he has to pay. Because he became a gazlan on the pekodin and mamel ischayv ba'onsim. So that's Pshat and Posik. Not the shvu is loi sholach. The shvu is loy posha, but when do you swear a shvu of loy posha, im loy shalach yodai, because he was shalach yad, so then he can patter himself by loy posha, because he's chayim bos. So memele Tosfos made a whole maroche to fam farashi. Min ha-teire choshed ha-mamoyne is choshed ha-shvu also. And therefore, the only shvu is ha-teire are in a case when he's not choshed ha-mamoyne, he's in a shtemuti or loiposha. The rabbonon were misakin ha-shvu the rabbonon even by a choshed ha-mamoyne. And they had a cheshbin because since it was a yiridus ha-deiris, we'll accomplish something with the shvu. Maybe he'll be perish. But Tosfos says, you can't say this whole maruch. Why? The Gabi Nasche, the Rababe, Mashme, the Omar, Leichot, for your Yenishba, Lahakrish, Asait. Afolgav, the Choshed, Amomoyne. Hosama, Vishvua, the Reise, Vishvua, the Rabbonon, Remrine, Mitoch, and Yochel, Shova, Mishalem, Kedemashme, Perikam, the Bob Metzia, Gabi, Ahuraye. Now, let's explain a little what Tosfos just said now. There's a Gemara in Shvuas, in Baba Basra, there was a Maise, Nascha de Rababe. What's the case of Nascha de Rababe? The case is as follows. Neiv Echod saw how Reuben went and chapta Nascha, a piece of silver, from Shimon. And he saw, he witnessed it, how he chapped it. And he comes to Bezen, and he's made it, that I saw how Reuven chapped from Shimon and Asche. So now, what would the halacha be if there were two Edom that saw this? So there's a klal, kol ma shatachas yadon amarei in shaloi, I assume it belonged to Shimon. Reuven chapped it, Rabbi either give it back or pay for it. You say it's yours, I'm sorry, you prove it's yours. I assume it belonged to Shimon. If he said, loi chotafti, and he's makrish day, see, he would swear, loi chotafti. That'd also be good. But Lemaisa, the story over there was a very interesting story. He said, "Ein chotfi v'didi chotfi," that he was moided and he kept it. I'm also moided, but it's mine. So there was a shaila what to do. And Lemaisa, the Gemara says over there, Rabbam said, "Mitoch shen yochel shavu mishalom." He has to pay. Really, it's mutal on him, achiev, to be makrish deit. And if he's not makrish deit, so mamela, we have a neid that says chotav, and he's not neman to say didi chotav. Kozman, he's not makrish deit, he's not neman to say didi chotav. So there's a din mitoch shen yochel shavu mishalom. Or perhaps, let us say, a little better. Nachsamed the Tumim says, Pshat, what is the Gedar of Mitoich? The Gedar of Mitoich, the Tumim says, that be'emesin, if you have a Meida be'mitzis, or an aid that says Chotav, so really, we believe him. That means, he's Nemon on Momen. He's not, he says Chotav, he's Nemon. So really, you should pay. But you have a Koyach to be Makrishtayed with Hashvur. But if you're not makrish the eid, so I have this tenemonus of the eid of chotav, she's not neman to say didi chotav. The din mitoich is not a psaber. The din mitoich, the tumim says, is because the nemonus of the eid, or the heichoch of the shvue, is enough biru to be mechayv your moment. But the Torah gave you an eitzah. If you're mavar with a shvua, you could be makrish this. But if you're not mavar with a shvua, it's finished, so you have to pay. Fine. So this is a Gemara. So now let's understand this Gemara. The Gemara would seem, if he would say loichot, he would have to swear. Now, why does he have to swear? He's this person who's choshadam amoyne. The eid says chotav, and he says loichotav. So why does he have to swear? This is not a shvu of ishtemuti. This is a shvu of a person who the eid said he did a ma'aseh gzeila, and he says, "I didn't do a ma'aseh gzeila." So what kind of a shvu d'oraisa would there be to say lechotav? According to Rashi, Rabbi said, the only shvu d'oraisa there is in an ishtemuti dike mensch, a person who wants to pay and he wants to stall for time. But a person who I'm choshed that he stole, he can't swear. So, from the Gemara, it would seem over there that is mechuyev to swear loichotav mina teire. How do we know? Maybe it's only mechuyev to swear midarabonan. Midarabonan, we said that the rabbonan were mesakin that even a choshed amomoyne should swear because there's a yiridus hadoyres and they were mezalos on yisra gezel, so mameila a shvu would help. So Taisva says, if it would be a shvua de Rabbonon, there wouldn't be a din mitoich. By a shvua de Rabbonon, there's no din mitoich. And the way we mentioned before, that the Tumim says the whole lomdus of mitoich is, because I have really a hichoche that's mechayiv momen, and eidechad is really mechayiv momen. So the Torah gave you a schus to be makrish teidecha. But if you're not makrish teidecha, so I have a yichocha that's strong enough to be moitzi moment. So that's the din of mitoich. You have to, if you're not makrish teidecha, you have to pay. So that's dafke by a shvua de reise. By a shvua de rabbonon, you can't say that there's a achiv to be mechayiv moment. I mean, min ha-teiri and gansam potter. So the whole din is tamazay achiv shvua. Maybe you'll be Poirish. But there's no Chiyav Momen over here. So therefore there's no Din Mitoich. So Memele Sotaisa says, HaGemorim Bobebasran Shuis, that by a Choshed HaMomoyne is a Chiyav Shvua Dei Raise, V'horai is a Mitoich. Let's see again the Loshen of Toisvus. The Gabinatsch, the Rabbah, B'mash M'diyom, Aloi Chotfi, Hoyenish Balaak, Rishasai, Aber gab der Choshe da Mamoine. Wo aus dem Awe Shvur der Reise? Shvur der Rabbono lem Rine mitech shnioch le Shove Mishalem ke de Mashme per Kame de Bob Metzie gabi Ahu Raya. The Gemara said there was a Maisa with a Roya over there. There was a Maisa with a Roya. Just let's mention the Maisa because of Nigel later also. There was a Maisa with a Roya a person used to give over his behemoth to the Sroya every day with Edom. Seems he didn't trust them. So Edom saw. One day he didn't give over the behemoth with Edom. So that night he comes back with the Maisa was as follows. So one day he gave him over the behemoth without Edom, and he was kai for everything. He didn't give me any behemoths today. Fine. Two Edom come and say, there's a mice of 100 behemoths. Two Edom come and said, we saw that he ate two of your behemoths. That we saw claw. Two of your behemoths we saw meat. So now we know he's a psagazlan. Now he's a gazlan on two behemoths. Two of the 100 behemoths is a gazlan. So the Gemara here there is a pilpul according to Rabchia. Rabchia holds Ados Edom is equivalent to Maida Bemitzes. So we have here a similar case. He's mourning from him 100 behemoths. And Edom say he owes 2 behemoths. So you say Maida Bemitzes, even though he was Kaifa Hakil. But the Gemara Rabchia wanted to say that Ados Edom is equivalent to Maida Bemitzes, and he's a... So he says, if you hold like Rab Chiya, it'll be mechuyev to swear, and he's a gazlan. Fine, and we'll say connected nishba benayit. That is if we hold like Rab Chiya. What if we don't hold like Rab Chiya? If we don't hold like Rab Chiya, so then it seems then we don't have an eitzer on the other 98 behemoths. We don't hold like Rab Chiya. For like the Gemara, he has to swear a shvuas heses. On the 98 behemoths. So the Gemara says, takantala takantala yevdinan, since tol shvuas ad rabbonne, he's a gaz, you don't say, knegdin ish bamenoito. So there's a kash, let's say mitoich. There's a big kash, let's say mitoich. So Tosfos brings a raya from this Gemara, that by a shvuas ad rabbonne, you don't say mitoich. That was Tosfos' raya, and that's the raya from the Gemara from Horoyim. Al Koponim, so this whole Maroche that Tosis wanted to explain Shitas Rashi, Tosis Logdot, because from the Gemara of Nascha the Rababe, it would seem that there's a Shvur the Araise by a case that is Taka Roshid HaMomoyim. Venire, so now we have to understand, so now we're back to explain our Gemara. He says, you can't say the way Rashi says in Bob Matzi, the Rabbi is Takasha, why should he swear he's Choshed HaMamoyne? We pass in Choshed HaMamoyne like Choshed HaShvuos? V'nir Adosa LaForosh. Rabbi is asking another Kasha. D'loy Tikshe, kiven dein Odo Meyitz. You tell me ein Odo Meyitz, yei Nemon b'meshe kofa miktsas. If in other ways, he says he didn't borrow those $60, only $40. The kivin the mechayvin in shvur. So you why so in other ways? So he says the kivin the mechayvin shvur imkain mechashvay as a sponim imkain yenemon b'migudi boi kofarake l'manefshach. Is this person azasponim or not? If he's an azasponim, so he has a migu. So back to the old kasha. So you're telling me, no, he's not a person, he's an azasponim. So a male doesn't have a migu. So how could he say that he only borrowed 40? Zakor is telling the truth. V'komar de'ein ze'azus ma'she koifer k'tzas. So the Gemara answers, no. That this is b'chlal marenazos, posishtamuti kom ishtamet. That means we had before in Taisus, a kaifakos also ishtamuti, but that already is a shtikolazos, that already is a shtikolazos. But al koponim, but a moide b'mitzis is b'chlal marenazos, because he intends he would be moide, he just wants to stall for time. So fakir, this is b'chlal marenazos. So that's his mechuyiv to swim. V'im taima. Since we say choshed amomoyne loy choshed ashvuoso, lomo gazlan posel leshvuy. The Gemara says that a gazlan is not permitted to swear. So now, l'chayr, if you say choshed amal moina l'choshed ha-shvuoso, so that means, in other words, a person who's choshed to steal, but when it comes to shvuah, he knows you don't play around with shvuah. Shvuah is mochama, we'll see in his da'zoila. Shvuah, he doesn't steal it, meila. But shvuah will never swear false. So meila, so why is that gazlan posel shvuah minatayra? What did he do? He stole. Oh, still he steals, but he won't swear false. V'tiretz Rav Yehuda choset, the davke k'shu choset aloi soy momen shiboli shova. That's davke if he's choset on the momen that he wants to swear on. Amrin adlei choset ha-shvu osom, lei dei ha-shvu yifresh. Avo loi soy momen shikvar gozo, lo yifresh ha-yidei ha-shvu. Now, let me explain what Tosfos is saying, what Rabbi Yehuda Choset said. The Ramban in Bob Metzia, Daf Hei, brings this teretz from the Rabbeinu Tam, but he elaborates a little more. The Ramban says like this, Gazlin shegozol gzeila pam achas, ba'achshav nischayiv shu'e, ein moisrim lei. We won't let him swear. Why? Mipnei, Shekivin shekva gozel pamachas. He stole once already. Va'achshav onu choyshishin, shembo hu shaynebo. I'm choyshishim anudin teire, which is a shayla, is stealing again. V'nasis loy keheta. That means I know once he's a gozel. Now I'm choyshishim that already, gezel is already a way of life by him. That's what I'm choyshishim. Mishum shvue loy mimna. So now you'll tell him, swear. Now, if this person now is stealing already with a history of stealing, with a hashkof of nasas loy keheta, of aveire gereres aveire, so memela, now you're going to confront him, swear. Loi mimna, so swear false also. Why? Shrei bishvil choymer shvue zu lo yachse momen hagezel horishen. That means like this. That means if he'll be frum now, he'll be frum. So this shvue will not make him a gazlan. He's already a gazlan from before. He has a record from before, but he's a gazlan. So Memele, he knows, Livyosin, he knows they won't give him already. The Zvezdadach, he stole already, and he has no intentions of giving back the first Zayla. Uchshem shelo yoshiv gezel horishayn, so just like he won't give back the first Zayla, because you're telling him now to swear, lo yimdam he gezel zeh. So he won't, so this gezel also, what, and this gezel, I should be a hypocrite. And here I'll be frum, and there will, listen, I'm a gazlan. I'll have to come duch with the Rabbeinu Shalom. We'll make a deal. Maybe they give wholesale rates. Who knows? I'll call upon him as a zay. Now that yimachayvim ha-shvue, the shvue will not in any way make him a bal tshuva. Because ain't tshuva lachatzoin. He's a gazlan. Some emeli doesn't feel guilty to steal again. I'll swear for us also. I mean, what is it? It's a person who doesn't have a history of Zayla. He wants to steal now. No, he wants to steal. 100%. I'm choshed him. Maybe he wants to steal. He himself will put an obstacle in front of him to stop him from stealing. That means you're telling him he wants to steal you. He's running up a cotton and he says, no, you never gave me up a cotton. Fine. So tell him swear. So before he starts thinking, he wanted to steal, but now Shema Shemaim. Is it worth it all? He'll be brave of this exile and then left to swear for us also. The Havale Beis Chumri Bemilse, it's Gezel plus Shvue. Porish mikule isure. So a shvue could be an obstacle to prevent a person who wants to steal. That means chvetzetaych choshid amomoyne. A person who's choshid, yeah, he wants to steal, like choshid ashvuosa. If you'll tell him to swear, this shvue will hold him back from stealing. That's right, the shvue will hold him back from stealing. But a gazlin avol kiven de tom tamid di sura upoka bimopoka bimomoina. But a person who stole already. So memele, this person who stole, he's a gazlin. He's a balaveire. So memele, so now he wants to steal again. It's a way of life by him. So you're telling him to swear. So swear also. I mean, it won't hold them back already. So that's what, now let's see the Lashon in the Bnei Perabiyud Chos. That's what Taisis is. But given the Lachos, the Shvos, the Lama Gazlan Posel, the Shvos, the Tirat Sarabiyud Chos, the Dakik Shulchos, the Dal Oisai Momin, Sheboli Shove, is Choshed on this moment. That we want him to swear on Omrin and the Lechoshed Hashvuoso. Da Yedei Hashvue Yifroish. To the Shvue, he'll be Poirish. That'll make that he should be Poirish from everything. Avol Oisei Momin Shekvagozal La Yifroish Al Yedei Hashvue. So that's what the Ramban says, Ben Tshuva Lachatzoyim. So Memele, if he's living with this fact that he's a gazlan and he's a balaveire, and so then nothing spilt a role by him. V'gabi ahu raye de choshev le gazlan, mishum de ochel trei minay, af al pishe tzorech lefroye, hani trei do ochel, mikom okom la yifrish min ha-shar mishum shvue, de ma shem mishalim bar kochoch, ein ze ha-shov ma'alye. So let us explain what Taisus asked. We just mentioned before the Gemara, this person, he was a koifa hakel, you never gave me any behemoth. Two eidim come and say they saw him eat up two of his behemoth. So memela, now this person is a gazlan. So now the shaila is, can he swear, if there's a shvua, can he swear on the other 98? So Taisus had a meira de kekash over here. That means, l'chayre, azoi, on these two behemoths he'll have to pay. Because we have eidim that he stole these two behemoths. And these two behemoths he'll have to pay. So l'maisa, so now the whole deen is he wants to steal the other 98 behemoths. So we'll give him a shvua, so he won't swear. He won't swear false because this is fakelt, because he's a person, because the other two he has to pay. So Taisva says that what will force him to pay, ain't the mashim mishalim bal kochi ain't zashov ma'alye. I mean, he was a kaifer hakel. He had no intentions. You chapped him. Well, they have to pay. That doesn't mean he became ois gazel and he's starting new. It's a lapay v'chamosa. You're forcing him to pay. So memela, so this person still is a gazlan. And memela, a gazlan is keeping the pokar, it's those. V'yesh meforshim. The gazlan koshel ishvu minatayr. Others say a gazlan is like a koshel ishvu minatayr. Lechoshed ashvu osa. Elod midrabon and posluk shu gazlan. Because choshed amamoyne is takaloy choshed ashvuos, and the rabbonim pasul bagaz. V'im toima, umayishno, so according to the yesh mefoshim, so lemaisa a gazlan is nemon levare with a shvuot. That means we give him a sefer teire, he swears, lelavisi, finished. Taktaisves, v'im toima, ומיישנו דלעידס פוסל, כדרסיב על תושש יוטחה עם ראשו, ולשבוע קושר. לשבוע יש קושר. So Taisus asks a kasha, an aid is a mavara. When it comes to, if he's a gaslan, a gaslan can't be mavara, a tosheth yotcha im rosho, li yaseid chomes. I don't believe you. You're a rosh, I don't believe you. When it comes, a shvu also has to be mevara. Fakelt, we said, is a chiyuv moment. If you're mavar with the shvua, so you're mavar, you're mavar with the shvua. But how could you be mavar? So here we say in guidelines, listen, choshed adover echad and choshed adover echad. That's what we're saying. I mean, if he's choshed to eat chodosh, I'm allowed to eat meat by him. I mean, it's different isurim. Choshed amomoyne, loy choshed ashvuos. That's what I'm saying. So why do you tans on two chasanis? When it comes to eidus, you can't be an eid. When it comes to Shavua, I believe him. Before we see Tosfos Teretz, I'd like to say over the Loshon of Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger says, Lulei Divrei HaTosfos, he would say a Teretz on Tosfos. He says, Eidus Sheyifseku HaBezdin Alpiyim, that Bezdin should rely, Bezdin should rely to paskin on what they're saying, tzrichin shei menukim miyovim v'hem becheske sadikim gemurim. That means there's different guidelines for different inyonim. That means for bezdin to paskin to be will be moitzi momen al picha, will kill someone al picha. So I have to know that you are menukim miyovim to rely on you. Bezdin should rely. Aval kol sha'odru aveira leirot ha'teira laminam she'yibiru b'divreyem livsoi kalpim. We should rely on them. You're not choshud, but to rely to paskin, we want someone not, it's not that you're not choshud on this. That you have to be a tzaddik, becheske tzaddik, menuke me'ove. Aval l'shvua livter atzmoi. But here it's only to pater his chiv, kosh ene chosh, dala shvur, mamina loy bishvur lifter as atzmai. That means that when it comes to relying, bezdin, we have different guidelines. We need someone that, it's not sufficient, you're not choshud on Eidus Sheker. We want someone, when we rely on someone that's, becheske sadikom. Al kaponim Tosfos did not hold of this teretz, it seems, so Tosfos held that he's not choshed, so he should be good. Yeshloime, the Bishvu Sheker Yesh Ba'inish Godel. Tachsiv Ba'lo Yenoke, Chedama Bishvu Sadayonim, Shekolo Elam Kulo Inizdaze, Kshoma Kodish Bochu, Leisishovu, Leisiso. So Memeil Tosfos says, no, this is not choshed amamoina, loy choshed ashvu, also because shvu is a shrek lechachayma. Shuza le yinoke, it's a shrek. Finished. So memele, in the column is daze. So memele, that's choshed amamayna le choshed ashvuos. A person can be a hard-boiled gazlan, but minatayri is koshed as well. The gazlan he could steal, but he won't swear false. But that's it. But the aveira of leisane bereyach eitzoker, that's an aveira like all other aveiras. I mean, that already he's not so frum in all aveiras. V'oid, and then Tosfos says the beid shekel like el leisane. There's one love is a pesazo he's not scared of. Ubishvu shekik leisigzo leishishavu leshoker. Oh, but by the Shvua Sheker, he's doing two at a time. This is a Pesazoya, this is very homo. So two at a time, Take, he won't do. One Aveira, this is just like he, so that's Shat, Choshu Damomoyne, he's Choshu to steal, so he's a person that's either one, a single Aveiras. But that person is not Choshu to be either double Aveiras. But the Leisan is a single Aveiras, so Mamele is Choshu.